New process in the Middle East. This article discusses U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's recent statement advocating for the establishment of a Palestinian state. It also covers the new U.S. policy in the Middle East, the views of Arab countries towards Palestine, and the Munich Security Conference. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has recently expressed the need for a Palestinian state, stating that it would benefit both Israel and the region. This is a topic that the United States of America has discussed in the past, but it is now being emphasized due to the ongoing search for a solution to the problem. During his recent visit to the West Bank, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken reiterated Washington's commitment to the establishment of a Palestinian state. In a meeting with PA leader Mahmoud Abbas, Blinken emphasized the U.S. position that a Palestinian state should coexist with Israel and that both nations should live in peace and security. Although the visit was described by many locals as mere theater, Blinken's statements underline the importance of finding a path to peace in the Middle East. Antony Blinken was unable to persuade Netanyahu to accept this. During the Munich Security Conference, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken stated that Russia has lost some of its power, indicating partial success. In other words, Ukraine was sacrificed, but Russia was weakened to some extent. Zelensky stated that Ukraine deserves to be admitted to NATO due to its efforts in fighting against the Russians, which aligns with Antony Blinken's statement that Ukraine's conflict with Russia has weakened the latter. However, a new situation arose with Hamas' attack on Israel, prompting the United States to quickly return to the region. The United States stated that it aims to resolve issues in the Middle East through diplomatic means. Without a well-defined strategy, the United States risks finding itself in numerous dead ends and uncontrollable crises. The United States requires a clear strategy and prioritization. Currently, the government led by Joe Biden lacks direction and appears highly fragmented. There is a notable absence of vision. A week ago, The Washington Post reported that the United States is discussing the establishment of a new country in the Middle East with Arab countries. According to reports, the name of the leader has already been determined. Later, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and Joe Biden spoke on the phone. Following the phone call, Netanyahu stated that the recognition of Palestine by the United States would undermine the regional peace process. According to the Washington Post and Netanyahu's statement, the United States of America is considering recognizing Palestine. If Netanyahu can be persuaded. In previous articles, it has been suggested that the establishment of a Palestinian state may be on the agenda following the end of the war in Israel. The U.S. is currently unable to withdraw from the Middle East, and the establishment of a Palestinian state in the region may provide a potential solution. Recognition of Palestine by the U.S. could facilitate the development of a strategy with the Arab nations. It is worth noting that Saudi Arabia has stated that they will not begin the normalization process with Israel until the Palestinian state is recognized. The United States is currently seeking a resolution to the escalating conflict in Israel. President Joe Biden has expressed interest in recognizing the state of Palestine. U.S. interests are on the agenda to recognize the Palestinian state, under public pressure from Republicans and other non-governmental organizations within the U.S., and to give the U.S. a new position in the region. Considering the latest developments, each country is adopting a new position. Therefore, the United States of America must recognize the state of Palestine to get out of the Middle East. No other solution seems viable at this point, and the United States must resume negotiations. It is very difficult for the USA to make peace in the Middle East without agreeing with the Arabs. Achieving peace in the Middle East between Israel and Arab countries is a challenging task for the US, particularly without an agreement with the Arab nations. Jordan and Egypt are two countries that are concerned with the defense of Palestinians. Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, in particular, is a pragmatic leader who has not taken a clear stance on Palestine, but now faces a choice, as do other Arab countries. It is important to note that in international relations, what a leader says today may not necessarily hold tomorrow due to changing circumstances. The United States is engaged in significant geopolitical competition with China in the Asia-Pacific region. To maintain this competition, it is crucial to avoid any tensions or conflicts in the Middle East and Europe. The United States is leveraging India against China, Pakistan against India, and Russia against Europe. Ukraine has been used as a proxy country against Russia, which has resulted in a response from Russia. The ultimate goal is to weaken Russia, which has been partially successful. However, this partial success had significant negative consequences for the EU, particularly in terms of its economy and trade. The United States has expressed support for Japan to strengthen its military capabilities in the Asia-Pacific region, as well as for the EU to enhance its defense. Due to limitations in resources, the US cannot provide unlimited economic and military assistance to all countries. In Europe, the US aims to encourage Europe to stand up to Russia, support Ukraine, and increase its military strength. The Secretary General of NATO has emphasized the need for the EU to strengthen itself. The United States has suggested that Europe establish its army and strategy outside of NATO. China believes that the more problems the US has in the Middle East, the better. The inclusion of UAE, Saudi Arabia, and Egypt in BRICS could potentially increase China's involvement in the Middle East. If you want to support my blog, you can subscribe to my blog via email from the bottom of the blog homepage. If you subscribe to my blog, you will receive notifications via email from the articles I will share. You can share my articles so that I can reach more readers. Thank you. International Relations, Threat, and Geopolitics Analyst, Kanan Haidarov. Subject: New Process in the Middle East. Data: February 20, 2024.